Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
You're on the couch, blowing up my phone. You don't want to come out.
And good morning, everybody. It is 7:38 right now, 62 degrees, can you believe it? In January 13th, right here, 62 degrees. It is wet out there, so remember your raincoat. And this is WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
I'm Lucas McFadden. You know, it might be warm now in January. That means sometime in April, it will be cold when we want it to be warm. So just keep that in mind. Mother Nature has a way of
the balance.
Making it right.
Yep.
Writing even the ship is what they say for sure. All right. We are getting healthy in 2020. Of course, that's the goal of so many folks in our country. And this is a fresh start.
We hope.
Yeah. And it's a good way if you're struggling already or if you're already on your journey and you just want more advice. There's a great event. It's a healthy eating educational event happening at Harbor Chase this Tuesday. So tomorrow, January the 14th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. We brought in our great friend Lulu Oliver to tell us all about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I'm very excited. We are going to have Ruth Roldan, a certified food for life coach, come in and demonstrate two vegetarian dishes. And then we also have guest speaker Carol Green. She's a national therapy practitioner and she's a healing foods coach. And she's going to be talking about inflammation.
Now, when we think about inflammation, we think about outside of our bodies, places that we can see. But Carol, apparently there's inflammation that is on the inside of our bodies that we can also control with what we put in our mouths.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's the canary in the coal mine. It's actually so simple that people don't realize that the number one cause of all disease is simply inflammation. Inflammation is where it starts. When the body becomes inflamed, that's when the body systems become overwhelmed. And whatever diseases you are genetically disposed to are much more likely to be triggered with inflammation.
How do we get rid of it? Make it go away.
So there's a lot of different causes of inflammation. You know, food is a big one, but there are other causes of inflammation as well that we can talk about. But the big one is food, is controlling what's on your plate. And I know it's a mantra that we're hearing over and over, but it's something that I don't believe many people are sticking to enough, is eating from the outside of the supermarket or avoiding the supermarket and supporting your local farmer, or even better, doing what Lulu's doing and growing your own food. But what's on the plate really matters, you know, and plant-based foods, I'm a huge fan of plant-based food, not exclusively a plant-based lifestyle, but eating a lot of phytonutrients, antioxidants, all those things that are like Pac-Man in the body, you know, squashing the inflammation.
You feel so much better when you eat right, but sometimes eating right is just inconvenient.
Yeah.
And expensive.
Yeah. So Carol, you mentioned when people go shopping in the grocery store to shop on the outside. And let's kind of explain, folks, what that means. Basically, avoid, if you can, the middle sections of the grocery store, which sometimes are where the best food's found. But you also on the outside have your more healthy, fresh options, right? Healthy choices, fresh, everything's fresh. Fresh seafood, fresh meat, if you want to go that route. So a lot of fresh options.
Exactly. So we're talking about, you know, your proteins, you know, obviously your chicken and your meats and those sort of things. And then the produce department. When I take my clients on a grocery tour, I walk them into the produce department and I say, welcome to the carbohydrate department.
Wow. Okay.
Because I want them to rethink what carbohydrates are.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what does that mean exactly? Tell me, the carbohydrates. We're looking at potatoes?
Well, you're actually looking at the entire produce department.
Okay, you know, because they're sugar?
Well, carbohydrate stands for carbon and hydrogen, right?
Okay.
And so there's different forms of carbohydrates. So in the entire produce department, all your fruits and vegetables, all your salads are carbohydrates. And so are things that are in the other aisle, the pasta and the
grains. Which we
think of when we think of carbs, right?
Yes.
But carbs, as everyone, you know, shortens it, has such a bad rap.
Yes.
But your fruits and vegetables are your complex carbohydrates. And if you choose them right, those are the ones that break down slower and provide you with fiber. And fiber is so key to keep the colon healthy. You've got to eat fiber. You know, otherwise the colon is not going to be happy.
You got to have a healthy gut. Mm-hmm. Now, Lulu, you were talking about nutrition or deserts. Like, they're within 10 miles of where we are, there are people that are not getting their fruits and their vegetables on a daily basis.
Well, if you look at it, 41 million Americans go to bed hungry every night. And in York County, we live in a food desert where one in three children go to bed every night hungry.
Which is hard to believe.
It's heartbreaking.
Because we're thriving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no reason for it.
But there does seem to be a new focus on providing healthy eating, because sometimes children don't know any better. What they do at home tends to be the lifestyle they choose, and they teach their children, and it can be multi-generational.
And we need to start educating our children at a young age. And so we have a plan to go into the school district and start educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade, and especially on how to grow their own fruits and vegetables using an aeroponic vertical garden.
That's something that you've done. Now, we've just saw the pictures, but that's something that anyone can do. You
anyone
don't need a green thumb.
No, actually, I have not a green thumb at all. I could tell you many stories about that. But using a vertical garden is very economical. It uses 98% less water than a traditional garden, 90% less space, yet it yields 30% more fruits and vegetable.
And you don't have to get approval by your homeowners association.
That's right. That's right.
So
yes. You can grow on the patio, grow on the balcony, grow on the rooftop, and actually even grow inside with LED lighting.
Man. Wow. Well, you can get healthy in 2020 with the Healthy Eating Educational Event. It's happening at Harbor Chase tomorrow, Tuesday, January the 14th. 5:30 to 7. Lulu, like many of your programs, is it free to attend?
It is free to attend.
Maybe sign up.
Yes, but please call 803-981-6855 to register.
Wonderful. And this is just a sample of the topics and conversation and what you're going to learn about your own body, inflammation, how what you eat, maybe rethink how you shop. You know, at the end of the day, we want to be healthier. We want the quality of our life to be just as important as the number of days in our lives.
But it comes down to education for sure. And you'll hear from some great experts tomorrow. Get healthy in 2020 again at Harbor Chase Rock Hill, right there on Constitution Boulevard. Carol Green, Lulu Oliver, ladies, thank you so much
for
making us look good in 2020.
All right. Thank you.
All right.